This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time now for the segment so many people tune in for, brought to you by Crestview RV. Yeah, and the good folks in Swertner, Texas, from the leader of Swertner, Texas, the Swertner family, and Jim Swertner. Also, Samantha Rosenberg, his daughter, that's a premier realtor, too. I'd sure trust her for a lot of things, especially trying to buy a ranch. Jimmy, good morning. I shared with folks this morning that we traded a bunch of texts during the big semi-State of the Union speech last night.
Yeah, it was – I don't ever remember one that had that much energy, first of all. The one that the comparisons between the left and the right was so stark. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats – and I was listening to I was going out to breakfast real quick about an hour ago and listening to a little bit of a normally pretty liberal talk show, and they're just amazed. It just was a bad night for the Democrats. It was a bad look. I mean, you know, and people are recognizing that, number one, they don't have a leader, and that's quite apparent. And the people that we know in the public, we couldn't name all the members of Congress. None of us could. But there are certain members that have been on TV so much that we know. And if some of them we don't know. James Clyburn, I think, was one of the pictures that somebody was wondering about. Or Al Green, you may know him in Texas, but people didn't know who he was on a national basis. He hasn't done a lot of stuff like that. You know Nancy Pelosi, and then you know some of the members of the squad. But there were some unusual things at that speech last night. Normally, the Congress, and I think they still do, control the cameras where they point when you're doing something in the House of Representatives or the United States Senate. They're very controlled. Last night, they were able to zoom around and get pictures of people and reactions to things. And they certainly did. And the Democrats were ready.
It wasn't pretty.
Some were dressed in pink. Some were dressed in black. They had ping pong paddles with words written on it, like Medicaid or false or different things. And that was kind of silly, but that was okay. That was their right. Somebody
wore a black
T-shirt.
At least it wasn't disruptive like some of it was.
Right. I mean, it was within decorum. You know, that wasn't a problem. Someone had a T-shirt that said resist on the back, walked out about halfway, so he showed them walking out. Al Green, with his cane, you know, started yagging and pointing his cane, and I've never seen it in my lifetime, probably has happened, when the Speaker of the House has to interrupt the President, basically, get on the PA and start reading the rules of the House, and if you don't stop doing what you're doing, you will be asked by the sergeant-at-arms to leave, and he didn't stop, and he said, eject him. So basically the Congress cop came over there and got him and escorted him out of the room. and they will probably vote to censure him today. And that doesn't mean a lot. It's just a formal reprimand. And I think a lot of people could care less if they had that in their folder. But back in the day, it used to be shameful if you were reprimanded as a judge or a lawyer or somebody in a congressional or even a state legislature.
By
not
way,
nice to be censured.
Representative Al Green, not to be outdone, when he was out there in the hall, and of course reporters flocked around him, said the first thing this morning he would once again file articles of impeachment against the president. Remember, he did that the first day of his new term this time when the guy hadn't done anything yet.
He's something. But the one thing that was quite obvious, I mean, yes, the thing that the Democrats are getting the most criticism for is, and it's Trump. I mean, he knows how to do this. You bring people out there that the other side has to react to, whether it's a small child that they made a Secret Service agent who has some bad medical problem, or whether
brain cancer,
it's
DJ.
The family, the family of Lincoln Riley, who was murdered by an alien. I mean, all these kind of things, and you should stand up. And there was one time where I caught Mark Kelly, senator from Arizona, former astronaut. I did catch him clapping when nobody else was clapping. And that's when Trump said, we're going to sign cartels as enemies of the state. And Mark Kelly from Arizona clapped about that because they have tremendous problems, you know, with drugs and cartels in that state. But generally, they sat on their hands.
I failed to make this point when I reviewed it earlier this hour. Besides just here's what we've done, you know, more than any president in history, you know, besides that, there was significant new sweeping and likely very big news, you know.
It's just too much, you know, though. It's almost
the Ukraine president, the fact that the income tax cuts are going to be retroactive for business back to January the 1st, which you'd think the stock market would react great to, but so far not. Apparently not so much this morning, but there were just tons of new things there that were positive.
It was like he had a bucket of water and poured on the news people. He has a bucket of news and pours it on there. You got to go through it. Oh, my God. Every one of these things is something that would be a headline on any given day.
Good
but
point.
He is on super speed up there. It's really in the, so I nicknamed the people on the Democratic side. And if you were from Brazil watching this and you saw it and you saw all these happy faces like Chip Roy, you know, in the cabinet and all these people jumping up and down every time, you'd think that they were something. But then the fact the sourpuss gang that was over here, I mean, it was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. In fact, I imagine they'll try to do something with that because it was comical, some of the faces that you saw that were there. So there'll be a lot more about this today, that's for sure. Massive storm. Now, it was, I guess you got out of it pretty good around Austin, but not so much around Dallas. They're still trying to pick up the pieces up there. A lot of damage around Plano, Irving, Louisville, several different places. Wreckage covered roads, winds knocked traffic lights out. Then they had this dust storm, this haboob came in over from Fort Worth and made it at least to Dallas's airport, and that's a big dust storm, turned the sky orange, and that was very weird. In New Orleans and in Mobile, both the winds were, you know, 30, 40, 45 miles an hour at one point, and they created a trash-nado. You've had so much trash from Mardi Gras, they haven't had time to pick up, and so this whirlwind stuff was picking up all this debris while the parades were going on. It was like a little tornado of trash that was going on in a couple of those places. So drought-stricken regions in Oklahoma, they got it. Ada, Oklahoma, got hit pretty good. I'm trying to think. El Paso, let's see, they had the plume of dust from New Mexico. The haboob was hurting driving conditions. In Louisiana, 5 houses weather damaged in Ascension Parish, and it goes on. So moved on into Alabama and Georgia. Don't think it did a lot of damage there.
No, it's literally stunning what's going on weather-wise around the country. Actually, Jimmy, we got off pretty good yesterday, in part because we were prepared. But the winds, the highest clocked winds at both Mabry and the airport were 52 miles an hour, 59 in some of the damage in this area, especially around Burnet. What we weren't warned about, I don't know if they didn't see it coming or as much as it, is this, as you said, huge dust storm. The levels by the end of the day subsided from how bad it was in the afternoon, but it's still that way today, and the health officials say it is a dangerous level of dust in Austin. The other thing we didn't see coming here, or I didn't think about, is what those winds were going to do to our airport. There was a ground stop finally issued around 2 o'clock. You know, you couldn't take off. And somebody went out there with a camera and sent it to me of these planes landing. They got caught in the wind. And there's a couple of them, Jimmy. These are jets where the wing all of a sudden at the last second as they're touching down pitches dramatically, in one case to the left, and just comes within a few feet of hitting the ground. Wow. And we had tons of delays, more than anybody in America. Overall, third most delays with all the bad weather in the country of any other airport. So it affected us in more ways than we even suspected yesterday.
Now, you did get some rain a little bit, but it's not going to make any difference to the fire people. I mean, by the time today is over with, because of the winds, things are going to be very dry again. So 13 active fires in Texas right now, dry vegetation, and it could spread, you know, more. They've a lot going on with that. Then blizzard. They've had some big trouble spots. 6 million people could be impacted by blizzard warnings in 6 states. Travel restricted in Iowa and all of that. So the weather definitely is trying to make the headlines. Let's see here. Did I mention that I'm still mad about this? CBS canceled 2 of my favorite shows, FBI Most Wanted and FBI
International. You didn't mention it, but I saw that yesterday, and I thought of you.
I'm mad because these shows, like, for example, Most Wanted wins its time slot, so it doesn't matter. Blue Bloods won its time slot when it was on. They're just – and this is the price that we're going to pay, and some people don't care, but the price we pay – for watching all this streaming stuff. Like, for example, the number one show right now on Netflix is Zero Day, and it's had 17.9 million people watch. Now, 17.9 million is just about the number for the Oscars the other night, and that's just this week's top show on Netflix. That's where the audience went, and so the audience is going down, down, down. So now they're at a point, if you're just getting 4-5 million people to watch, that's not enough to.
So you're saying even if a show, what little success they're having compared to streaming options, and there are tens of thousands of those, obviously,
yeah,
they're still canceling them? I mean, and not for woke reasons. Remember, we went through that thing where they fired Roseanne, but then they canceled shows like Tim Allen. That was the number one show in the country. And the network said, we're woke, we don't like it, he needs to go.
Well, in this case, it's just the rating. These shows are expensive. Some are more, you know, game shows are cheaper, so you're seeing more game shows on, because they can do a lot more of them than they can do car chases, explosions, and pay some of these actors. So this is the cost of going streaming, is the fact that these free shows on the networks are fewer all the time. Say about that. Now, I know you, we'll do this. I want to do the story about the cruise ship, someone allegedly falling off a cruise ship in a minute. But first, these messages.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth-generation cattle rancher Jim Swartner.
I want to take a moment to thank all those hard-working, double-clutching, gear-jamming truckers out there that sacrifice 7 days a week to keep our shelves full. These men and women are the backbone of our country, delivering our goods safely and securely and on time. A lot of folks didn't know how good they were until this last year with the pandemic. They never let us down. So the next time you see a trucker, give them a thumbs up. And for your Aggies, that means gig them. And let them know what a good job they've done. Without Texas truckers, we'd be in a heck of a jam. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254 254- 527-3342 in Swartner, Texas. Or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And let's all remember, Texas truckers are good for Texas.
Hi, folks. Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And now page two of the Ash Wednesday Jimmy Carter Report. Back to Dr. Carter.
Reba McEntire played Rodeo Houston last night and sang to 69,934 people. First time she's been at the rodeo in 11 years.
What's that?
And she hadn't been there in 11 years. And she hadn't played there in 11 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was an attendance record. I think that's close to sellout, though, for a Tuesday night.
Close. Not bad. Yeah, 72 is up there with the big numbers. But this is the opening night. Weeknight, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. This Zach Bryan guy who just keeps making news, he's now going to play Notre Dame's stadium September the 6th. He's already booked a date in September at Michigan Stadium. Those are two big football stadiums that aren't that far away, and he just continues to surprise people in the world of country. And then Nashville's getting the Music City Rodeo, and it's a PRCA rodeo, the NFL of the rodeos, and they're taking a page from Houston and doing rodeo on May 29, 30, and 31, and they're taking getting a big name entertainer for all three of those nights at the Bridgestone Arena. Jelly Roll's one night, Tim McGraw is one night, and Reba McEntire is another night. So I think they'll move that to the stadium when it finishes getting built. It's been in construction now for a year, and it's got at least another year and a half or so before it's ready, maybe even longer. I don't believe you can fall off a cruise ship, but somebody, a woman, has gone overboard on the Royal Caribbean Explorer of the Seas. She was on an 80s cruise. Musical acts like Squeeze, Adam Ant, Tiffany, and Men at Work. And also the Faster Pussycats. I think if I was on a cruise, I might jump off with Adam Ant and some of those people.
Yeah, they put these steam cruises together. It sometimes just sound incredible, especially when they do the old 70s stuff. And here's
in
all
country.
These great groups in country and in, you know, the old pop acts and stuff. But even I remember there was a disco cruise that had, I don't know, Kool and the Gang and the folks you'd expect. But that's not a pretty, that's not a dang impressive lineup you just reeled off.
No, but for 80s people, if you like that kind of music, I guess, you know, it is. But she supposedly went overboard. And as usual, they go looking for you. And other ships in the area go looking for you. And after they do that for a little while, they're gone. They never find these people. And it's just always a mystery. Ringo Starr going back to Las Vegas to the Venetian. Daryl Hall says there will not be a reunion with John Oates. He says that ship has gone to the bottom of the ocean. Okay.
I hate the, you know, when mommy and daddy fight, but that one looks like it's just not going to reconcile.
That one is not going to come back. There was a woman that was bitten by an alligator while kayaking in Polk County, Florida, the other day near the Osceola Regional Medical Center. She got life-flighted there. I just don't see the need to get into a swamp in a kayak where I know there are alligators and every other woolly booger in the world and do that. That would not be prudent, it sounds to me, but people do it.
I grew up canoeing in the Everglades, and we were always on the watch for gators, and we'd see them all the time. And I was a kid, you know, in my teens.
Yeah, you don't see it. You don't feel it.
But I was always like, oh, it's an alligator, man. Let's clear. Everybody's like, it's okay. They're not going to bother you. But apparently they will.
And you don't realize it, too. And this time of year, by the way, it's mating season for the alligators. So you've got horny alligators out there in the water while you're going by. It's not a good recipe for things to go on. I was on a wave runner on the St. John River near Sanford, Florida. There was the lake out there, and I went up the river. It's one of the few rivers in America that flows north. So I go up down the river there, beautiful river, nice, and it was cutting along, no waves to bother you, so you can, it's real good wave runner area. And I just decided to throttle it down and just enjoy the local fauna. So I throttled it down, came down to nothing, and just started looking around. I went, oh, my God, the entire bank. I mean, it was, as far as I could see, to the left and the right, lined up like Indianapolis with gators. And I turned that wave runner slightly around, and I gunned it to as fast as it would go getting out of that river. Lord of mercy, I didn't want to be there with that. And these gators, they can move quickly when they want to. They don't look like they can do anything, but they're pretty good short term.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with them.
You know, it's proliferating Florida now. And, you know, when I was born and raised in that dang state, couldn't help it. That's what happened. There was no such thing as a crocodile. They got near as many crocodiles in parts of Florida and South Florida.
I saw pictures of one the other day. Yeah.
And I can't tell
them
the
difference. They got a more
narrow
snout.
Frankly. Is that the deal?
You know, if you have alligator versus a crocodile, the crocodile has more of a narrow snout. The alligator is more fat, more wide. That's how you tell the difference.
I tell everybody what's going on.
And today is the anniversary of Patsy Cline's plane crash. On this day in 1963, the plane in near Paris, Tennessee, went down in some bad weather overnight, and it killed Cowboy Copas, and it killed Patsy Cline and a couple other people. Her real name was Virginia Patterson Hensley. She was only 30 years old when that plane crashed, and even in her young, you know, between 25 and 30, she had a lot of hits, and her music today is still pretty amazing. Sweet Dreams was a very good movie with Jessica Lange, and man, I don't even know which one my favorite song. I mean, her greatest hits album still sells today. She's Got You. I know it's Crazy, of course.
Walking After Midnight.
I Fall to Pieces. Crazy's Walking After Midnight. And then that one they used in a commercial. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was it's one of the car commercials. I can hear it, but I can't remember the name. But she's got great stuff. If you're looking for music, I discovered Ella Fitzgerald late in life of what a great singer she was. And go look up Patsy Cline if you've never heard of her or you really don't know, and listen to her music, and you'll say, whoa, she was pretty amazing.
I remember having that realization at 14, because to me, music was good or not. I didn't think about, well, that's a great vocalist. But to this day, and I've now passed the age of 14 by a decade or so, and I am not sure. I think it's a good argument. The overall, and there are a lot of great vocalists, man. I mean, just people blow you away. There was probably, male or female, nobody better than Patsy Cline. That good.
She just had an unusual, and her stories are so wild. I mean, I had the Jordanaires telling me about her, you know, how she wasn't, and she was a young woman. Now she's between 25 and 30 when she's making all these songs, and man, she was tough. She didn't take any crap off of any guys, and she was a taskmaster in the studio even. And pretty amazing what she was able to accomplish in her songs.
Yeah, something. So, one of my best friends in this business over the years, from a very early age, and sustained till he died, turned out to be Charlie Dick, who was mm-hmm. Patsy Cline's
husband.
And Charlie drank a lot. He was around her, man. He was a piece of work. But he'd get to drinking, and he would tell me stories. And she was something special and different. Last thing is a Patsy Cline trivia question. I bet you'll know the answer, even if you have to guess. What song had she just released and, of course, went to number one after her plane crashed?
I'm not good at those kind of stories. I don't know. What?
Well, I'll always remember because it's, ironically, I Fall to Pieces.
No, I Fall. Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Okie dokie.
Back then. All right, on that note. All right, great information, Jimmy. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Jimmy, of course, brought to you by Jim Swartner, Farm and Ranch and Capital Land and Livestock. You know, I guarantee you, if there's beef on your table tonight, it probably came through Swartner, Texas, from the largest purveyor of American cattle meat in the country. That's our friend Jim Swartner bringing you Jimmy Carter. And also Crestview RV. You know, when Crestview RV got started, I guess in the 70s here, down around Buda where they still are, they started with 6 Nimrod tent campers. And now, it is literally crammed over 22 acres with every kind of RV in the world. With the best deals, it's Crestview RV. And that was Jimmy Carter. And coming up next, our old friend Dennis Ferris, especially when it comes to law enforcement, what's going on around here. Going to join us by phone in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.